Well, obviously you want to make it to the Memorial Cup, and I think any OA wants to do that in his last year, and win a championship with a good group of guys that we have here. And right now our focus is just getting as many wins as possible and getting ready for playoffs, and then we'll take it from there and try to win a championship.
Obviously, you're hoping that a long playoff run may help some, to open some doors up for you, with obviously having maybe more eyeballs on you that could open up some doors for next season for yourself.
Yeah, that's something that's in the back of my mind as well. And first and foremost is the team, but also I have to think about what I'm going to be doing next year. And the farther we go, the more exposure. And
You look around this group, and a lot of this group is going to be back next year. And no matter where you are next season, you sort of almost take a little bit of an ownership in it, knowing, hey, you know what? I'm hoping to help these guys not only for this year, but for some of these guys moving forward as well. That you'll still have a little bit of a stake in that, to obviously wanting to see, especially some of the younger guys, do so well.
yeah, for sure. I mean, this year and last year, and looking forward to next year is it's cool to know that I was part of something. And if something does come this year or next year, it's cool to know that I helped that process, and hopefully I can do my best job to push this team in the right direction.
Finally, as you've seen sort of the growth in this team, and it's been a building process, have you seen in the community sort of the atmosphere build up as well as the club has gotten better over the last couple of years?
Yeah, definitely. The last few years, when I first started here, was the team wasn't strong, obviously, when we only had 19 wins there. But the community support from then to now is a complete 180, and it's great to have that support within your community, and it just gives you more confidence as a team to have pride for your city.
Being right downtown with the rink being there in the middle of the city, I've got to think that even just going to and from the rink, you sort of get the little sort of nods from people and things like that, knowing, hey, things are going well here.
Yeah, every once in a while, Tim Hortons around the corner from the rink, or just in the parking lot or whatever. It's nice to hear that people are supporting us, and that we're actually making an impact on the city of Kingston.
Yeah, it's been incredible in the Midwest this year. I know in years past, recent history, we would say it's been described as a division with the Yankees and the Red Sox in it, referring to the London Knights and the Kitchener Rangers. But it's obviously a different season for the Kitchener Rangers this year, so that takes them out of the equation. But there's still so much strength, and I obviously don't get to see the WHL and the Q a whole heck of a lot, but people have now been describing this Midwest division as the toughest division in all of Canada, and it's hard to argue. I mean, take the rankings for what they are, but when you see Guelph and London and Erie consistently in that mix, and this week Guelph nudging Erie out for the top spot, it just goes to show how strong each of those teams are. And despite the fact that London has got that automatic berth and the Memorial Cup host, and they're not keeping pace with the Otters and the Storm right now, I don't write them off as an easy mark by any stretch of the imagination.
It has to be nice, too, knowing that every game, and of course, no matter where they are in the standings, when Guelph and Kitchener play or London and Kitchener play, makes for a big night. But now, with the whole division and, of course, the rivalries with Owen Sound as well, it's every night this year when two Midwest Division teams play. It's rivalry night, and it's an important game.
And I've said this for years, Terry. People often associate a broadcaster with the team he or she broadcasts for, and they get the sense, and maybe there is a bit of homerism. I mean, it is what it is when you cover one team so closely. But I'm such a fan of this junior game, and we are being treated to so much good hockey in the Midwest right now. I mean, watching Connor McDavid kind of come into his own in his second year here in this league, it's just, I've thoroughly enjoyed that. Looking at Dane Fox having his breakout year, Connor Brown with the Otters has been so much fun. Burakovsky's been a wonder kid. The first time I saw him, I remember going to Sherry Bassett, where did you find this guy? I mean, just such a treat. And then this Guelph Storm team, which we've been seeing an awful lot of lately, has just got so much depth. And, you know, I said early this season that I thought maybe the Guelph Storm would have been interested in upgrading in goal, and that folks in Guelph took issue with that. No, our Justin Nichols is fine. Well, you know what? I guess he is. Nichols' numbers this past week were staggering, with the goals against average below one, and the save percentage up around 978, I think, was the number. So, absolutely incredible, but such a fun team to watch. They've kind of taken on the identity of their coach there, Scott Walker, and they're a tough team to play against, and I think that's by design.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.